This past March, I went home to help Mom kind of clean out closets and stuff, and she handed me a whole box of letters. And I said, what are these? And they were from her mother, my grandmother, from 1920 to 1925. And back then, of course, they didn't have email, so they just wrote each other. And these letters are in absolute immaculate condition. There's probably 300 of them. And it's been the most amazing journey into my grandma's life that I never knew, reading these letters, that she had six boyfriends at one time, that she made wine, she went on picnics, that she was actually, you know, a young person that got out and had fun. And they talked about the roads and how bad they were. And, oh, it's rained too much. But back in the 20s, the roads were bad. And all these letters, they talk about the train. They took, I'll meet you at the train station. What time's the train coming in? And it's just been an absolute fascinating journey into a person that I never knew. And I would so love to sit down and talk to her. And I know I will in heaven, but I feel like I miss so much by her not sharing her life with me. And what's so interesting is the college that I attended will have its 100th anniversary next year. So they're asking for memorabilia. When my grandmother went there, it was West Tennessee State College for teachers. When I went there, it was Memphis State University, and I just had a niece that graduated from there, and it's the University of Memphis. So in these letters, my cousin, my first cousin, and I that grew up like brother and sister, and my sister-in-law, we all took one-third of these letters. And in these letters was when she went to college, and I knew she went. I just didn't know when. So, and it was in June of 22. So I called the University of Memphis History Department and asked them if they would be interested in these letters that is on the college letterhead and the original envelope and everything, that I would be willing to donate them in memory of her. And they said they would be absolutely thrilled to have those letters. So I am definitely going to donate those letters, not only the ones that are on letterhead, but the ones her friends sent her that will become a part of the archives of the University of Memphis. So I feel like that is a contribution for generations to come.